This is Phil Farron. And I am driving home. Phil Farron. Sorry, had a little thing caught in my throat there. When I was saying, this is Phil Farron. And the air conditioning is on high. I think we can take that back down. It is episode 544. Because I do not know when to quit. Anyways, yeah, okay, you can get quieter. There we go, okay. So anyways, been a good week. We were able to get lots of things done, which we needed to get done. And last Friday was International Dog Day. Well, it was the celebration of International Dog Day. International Dog Day was actually on Monday, but I celebrated on Friday. It was fun. But I do get tickled, and I just decided I was going to spend the whole podcast talking about this, because there are interesting interactions, there are things that happen that seem interestingly unreasonable. Let's just put it that way. And I thought, you know, I should just kind of document these things, and I'll let you, because there may only be one person who's listening to this podcast, I'll let you decide which things are interestingly unreasonable and which are not. But it is interesting. So, first of all, I should describe what the outfit actually was. I think I mentioned last week that I had been told that I had to do an International Dog Day because I had done an International Cat Day, and I really didn't have the time to do it because I was trying to get finished up on book 11. But you know, okay, we're doing it. So how this outfit came about was I'd gone out to Amazon.com and I had just ordered some of those one-piece pajama things that have the little dog hood on it. So when you put the hood up, it looks like your little dog. And I had ordered that, and I had ordered some dog slippers. And that was fine. And I had ordered it, and I was like, you know, because it's pedantic and it's pedestrian and it's fine, but I mean, anybody could do that. It's not really that much money either, but anybody could do that. So I wanted to do something different. And so I ran out and started looking around, and I'm specifically looking for dog costumes, okay? I'm just looking for dog costumes. And Google, in its infinite wisdom, decided to put towards the top an image of what would be classified as, I think it was classified as a sexy poodle costume. And I mean, it was bright, and it was pink, and it was shiny, and it had the big poofy things on the arms and the legs, and there was like a little cap that had poodle hair on it, and you know, little braids, pink braids with little poodle balls on the end of it. And I look at this thing and I bust out laughing, you know, because it's China. You know, China makes the weirdest stuff for us, and you gotta wonder, what in the world are they thinking about it? This is like a one-piece catsuit thing. And of course, I know immediately, okay, I am not just wearing this one-piece catsuit. That is not happening. But it gave me a base layer. And it gave me a base layer to work with, and it just made me laugh. So I thought, okay, that's funny. That is funny. So I went to see if I could order it on Amazon, and they were completely sold out. So that was like, well, okay, fine. But then it's like, well, check eBay. Okay, I'll check eBay. So I check eBay, and sure enough, there's a guy out there, and he's got like five five of them, I think. Five or six of them. He's got like two smalls, a medium, and two larges. And I've checked the measurements. Rats. Sorry about that. This is going to be bad. Sorry. Let's make sure it's still recording. Yes, it's still recording. Sorry, that was bad. I decelerated a little too quick, and sorry, it flew off the thing. There was no crunch, though. I didn't hit anybody, so that first has never occurred yet on the podcast. I have not hit anyone. So I checked the sizes, I checked the measurements. It was like, you know, can't get in that. You know, I looked at the large, because I wrote him, first of all, or her, I think it was a her. I wrote and said, so do you have an extra large? And they wrote back and said, no, just have the sizes that I have. Okay, so I actually, when I was doing yoga, I had it kind of up, and I was looking at it, trying to come up with some ideas and trying to figure out, you know, what could I do with that? And the problem was there were no returns on this. There was no returns. And it was not $10. Let's just put it that way. And I was looking at it and I was trying to decide. But, you know, I'm 60 now. And if I didn't do it, I would have always kind of wondered, I wonder what I could have done with that. Or I would have come up with an idea later. So I thought, you know what? Okay, at the end of the day, if you order this thing, you can't send it back, you can't fit in it. Well, ta-da, you know? But it's not the end of the day. You have disposable resources, and it's okay. And it's for a good cause, because this will make people laugh if you figure out the right combination here. If you figure out something that's funny. So I went ahead and ordered it, and I immediately had to turn around and begin ordering supplies because I only had like 10, 11 days. So I got told on like a Monday that I had to do it. The poodle suit was not going to be in until like Thursday or Friday. I had to order supplies so that I had sufficient supplies, not knowing exactly what I was doing, so that that weekend I could basically get most of it taken care of so I would be ready for the following Friday. So it was a bit of a scramble, and it was unmanaged because I wasn't sure exactly what I was doing. I mean, I knew I had to have a t-shirt, had to have pants over the top of it, some kind of pants, shorts over the top of it. I knew, you know, I needed some kind of footwear, some kind of gloves, that kind of stuff. So, I mean, I was just flying blind. By the time this was all said and done, I packed a 10-pound box worth of stuff to send back to, send back to Amazon. Because I just didn't know. You know, I was just scrambling. And but the idea that I eventually came up with was a black t-shirt, a black kind of leatherette t-shirt with red shorts. And the idea was that not only was I wishing people a happy International Dog Day, but I was also raising awareness of the plight of the standard poodle when they are subjected to the continental cut, which is where they start below the poodle's rib cage and shave them all the way down to their ankles and make it look like the poodle is wearing a coat and socks and nothing else. And so then the whole theme was that I was trying to direct attention to the website Pants for Poodles. So, because I thought that was funny. And I did put up a website, Pants for Poodles. And I had a donation button on there that does work. Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So on the front of the t-shirt, I had put Pom Pom Poodles, Live the Nightmare Every Day, hashtag no pants. And then pantsforpoodles.com. And then on the back, I had put End the Embarrassment, Restore the Dignity, Wake Up from the Nightmare, hashtag no pants, hashtag wake up, donate now, pantsforpoodles.com. And so then on the shorts, on the red shorts, I'd also put the poodle logo that I had just downloaded an image of a standard poodle with a continental cut. That was the logo on the front. And then across the back, on the shorts, I put pants for poodles. So anyways, that's basically it with the poodle suit on underneath it. But it was a poodle suit, okay? It was bright pink, shiny poodle suit. So I certainly made an entrance. I got all dressed Friday morning. Headed into breakfast. I had breakfast with a friend. He knew, I didn't tell him everything that was coming, but I did tell him, look, it's going to be a little outrageous and stuff. And so he was sitting in the restaurant. And I came waltzing across the parking lot and he said, yeah, I saw you coming. But I walked into Cracker Barrel and I know the people who are taking care of the front gift shop now. And I know like the young lady who was on register that day and stuff, and I come walking in and she just lights up with this huge grin. I love this, you know, and we talk and she's laughing and we're carrying on, and I circle into the restaurant portion, you know, and the waitresses are all just shaking their head at me and we're jabbering and carrying on. And there was a manager who was going to be there on Friday. I may have mentioned this last week. And I saw her on Thursday, and she told me, they've changed my hours. I'm not going to be here tomorrow. And so they said, but they'll take a picture. So one of the other managers came over and said, I got to take a picture because Kathy wants to see. I said, that's fine. So we take a picture. We gab and go on and go on. Eventually, I sit down and have a really nice breakfast with my friend. But one of the things that happened that is just a fun indication of the human brain, just fun, was that when I have breakfast, I mean, we talk about meaningful things. We just don't, you know, how's the weather out today? I mean, we talk about, I try to, we talk about meaningful things. And so we were talking about this, that, and the other, and they're actually, he and his wife and his two kids might be renting my little rock house because they're looking to save some money for a little bit. So talked about some of that stuff and then got on some larger philosophical issues and all that kind of stuff. We're in the middle of having this deep discussion about this, that, and the other. And I noticed that there was an older couple that they had brought in and sat next to us. As in, next to us, sorry, I burped there. Next to us. As in, I'm facing my friend and perpendicular to us, there's another table. And they seat the guy. The guy sits on the opposite side of that. So if he's facing the table, he has to look right across me. And he's got the side view looking right across me. An older gentleman. And about 5 minutes into that, he physically turned his entire body to face outward, face away from his wife, and look the other direction. And I'm like, ah, crap. You know, so, sorry. Because obviously he was not happy. So I'm talking to my friend, and I just dropped my voice. And I said, yeah, I said, this couple that's sitting next to me, I don't think the man is too thrilled with my outfit. And Dylan looks at me, my buddy looks at me for a minute, and then he kind of shakes his head a little bit, and he breaks into this grin. He said, you know, honestly, I had completely forgotten you were wearing a poodle outfit. Because that's what the human brain does. You know, there's the initial shock, but then we just start ignoring stuff. Like the fact that I'm sitting here in this pink, shiny, black, you know, poodle hat with these two poodle tuft balls hanging down with pink artificial hair braided. I mean, and he just completely forgets that I'm in a poodle costume. Because he focuses in, we're having a meaningful conversation. We're talking with each other. We're listening with each other. And that becomes what's important, not what I'm wearing. The conversation becomes what's important. That was fun. So anyways, so that was fun. Had a real nice lunch. Joked with the people going out. Everything's great. I run over to the Walmart. You know, we have... I walk into the Walmart and do the grocery shopping. You know, I come in, of course, the greeter is like, well, okay. I'm like, happy International Dog Day. I don't really know the greeter that much, so I don't do any shtick with her. I just turn around the corner. Of course, I turn around and head down toward the bakery department, and they see me coming, and they're like, Phil! You know, so, you know, we all do the shtick, and I do the whole thing about the standard poodle and, you know, continental cut, blah, blah, blah. And everybody's laughing and carrying on, and we're having a hi-ho time. And I go through and see all the workers that I know, and everybody's laughing, and we're carrying on, and everybody's having a good time, and I get all my grocery shopping done, and, you know, and I go out and see all the people, and, I mean, the ladies are just eating this up, and several of my guy friends as well. They're just laughing, and you know, they know me. It's not, they know. So we're carrying on. I'm not really paying attention to the people who are looking because I'm focused on the people who are actually there. One of the ladies there who works in the produce department, she told me later, she said, I was actually a dog groomer. I said, oh, you were? She said, yeah. She said, I've done those type of cuts to poodles. And I said, well, they need some pants on those poodles. You know, we're just cutting up. We're fine. Everything's fine. So, next thing is I swing out to go by the retirement center where my dad was and my mom was. And they took such good care of my mom and dad over at that retirement center that I go by and say hello to them every week. Just as a way of saying thank you and yada, yada, yada. So I'm driving over there, and I was stupid. We'll call it because I was in the poodle costume. You can call it anything you want. I was stupid. Okay? Stupid. And I get a note from the water treatment guy who they installed a little water treatment thing on our house, and he says he's coming out Friday morning. Well, I had on my schedule that he was not coming till like 4 o'clock in the afternoon. So now all of a sudden, my wife's asleep. This guy's getting ready to come out. I need to send a message. What I should have done is I should have just pulled over, pulled off one of my gloves, sent my wife a message. That's what I should have done. What I should have done secondarily was pull off the glove, send my wife a message, go on. Because even if I had not stopped, I could have at least pulled off the glove, set up for Google Dictate, dictated it, you know, on the way. I didn't do any of that. I kept trying to make it work with my glove, couldn't make it work with my glove. And then finally, and this was stupid, I started to try to make my phone send a text to my wife with my nose, which is really stupid. That's stupid, okay? We all agree it's stupid. Next thing I know, the car is drifting right, and I put it right into the curb. I put it into the curb hard enough that it blew the tire. So at this moment, when I have blown this tire, I have a couple of choices. I can get mad. I can start, whatever, saying bad things about myself. I can, you know, start shaking my fist at God. Why did you allow this to happen? You know, but all those things are potential reasons. But there was a little surge of like, oh, no. But then the next thing that kicks in is, okay, we're here now. You can't go and take those moments back. That was stupid, but you can't take it back. You're done. Move forward. My wife calls me about that time. She said, so he's coming out? I said, yeah, he's coming out. I said, but I just blew a tire. I said, I'm going to have to change this tire in this poodle costume, so I got to go. I got stuff to do. She laughed. She said, okay. So I pull the car off the road, and I start changing the tire. And there's some construction going on across the way. After I kind of get started, a couple of guys come over and say, hey, do you need any help? I said, you know, I've almost got it now, but I really do appreciate it. I said, happy International Dog Day. Oh, that's what it was. But I mean, I've got paper bag or plastic bags with me that I was kind of using as galoshes because it was raining a little bit and my shoes were not waterproof. And so I was wearing those for like galoshes. And so I had some of those. And of course I had already taken off the gloves and I'm hauling the tire out and getting all that done. And I said, well, I appreciate the help, but I think I've almost got it. As I'm finishing up, another car pulls into the driveway where I am, and he gets out and he says, do you need any help? I said, you know, I'm just finishing up now. I think we're good. I'm just tightening up bolts and that kind of stuff. He said, great. He said, could I take a picture? Sure. So I stand up to pose. And at that stand up to pose, he said, could you go ahead and keep working on the tire? Sure. So I go back, I'm working on the tire, I look up, he's taking pictures, I'm smiling, you know, so he gets his pictures. And he said, well, I said, well, have a great day. He pulls away, I get inside my car, I'm all done. I go to turn the car on, and the car is dead. It is flat dead. It's just like, tick, 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 tick. I mean, it's like the battery's gone. I'm like, what in the world? So I wave him down because has looped around and it's coming back. I said, listen, my battery is dead. Would you mind giving me a job? No, I can do that. You got cables? I got cables, you know. So we do the hookup. We did cable, get it all hooked up, get the car started. Everything's great. So, you know, so then I get to the retirement village and I'm thinking, oh, I should go ahead and maybe leave the car running. And I'm thinking about I should leave the car running because I don't know what's wrong with the battery. And then just instinctively, I shut the car off, pull the key out. I'm like, oh, Phil. And so put the key back in, start the car, it starts up. I'm like, yoo-hoo. But I left it running. But Lincoln Continentals, in their infinite wisdom, will not let you lock the door if the car is running. So I had to leave it running, went in real quick, so all the people in there hooped, hollered, went, talked, you know, blah, blah, blah. They have a meeting every Friday morning. I think they do them every Thursday morning, every Friday morning, where they do health checks among the patients and people come in and they do consultations about what's going on. So they're usually in a conference room with the door shut, and I'm talking to some of the people in the offices, and I come back by and the conference room is open. And they're all like, hey, because they know, you know, they know it's me. And so I duck in and we, you know, holler and hoop and holler, and I do the shtick and do the jokes, and they're laughing and we're having a good time. And so it was lovely. So I go ahead and get out. The car is still there, thankfully, even though it's running. I mean, if you would do that in the Philippines, that car would be gone. You wouldn't stand a ghost of a chance. You abandon a car running for a couple of minutes, poof. That's it. I'm getting my mail. One moment. Oh, looks like somebody already got the mail today. No, they didn't. There's more baskets. Amazon Fulfillment Services. I know what that is. I know what this is. Nope. Maybe I don't know what that is. I'll look at that in a minute. Anyway, so everything's puttering along. You know, I still have this problem with the car, but it's all going fine. I mean, I'm a little scatterbrained at this point because I'm thinking about the car, and every time I, you know, am I going to shut it off? What am I going to do? Finally, I decide, you know what? I'm driving around enough. Hopefully, the battery gets charged back up. We'll be okay. We can get the car restarted, you know, ta-da. So, going up to my major client, and my normal first spot is a place where they're just fun. And it's off away from the beaten path. It's over at another building. And so we can cut up and holler and laugh and carry on, you know, and we don't have to worry about the sound or getting too loud or anything like that. So, but they said they weren't going to be ready to see me till 10 o'clock. So I said, okay, that's great. So I decide I'm going to go, you know, I'm going to go to the main building first of all. So I went over and parked away farther than I normally would. And as I'm getting out of the car, I think to myself, or something thinks to me, which we'll take this as a Jesus whisper, I should probably move some of the more valuable stuff in back, because I had hauled everything out of the trunk to do the tire. And so I thought, yeah, I should. So I pick up my computer case. I picked up something else. Can't remember. Hauled it back. I did have a bunch of groceries in the back still. You know, I had like dog slippers in the back and a few other things. And I had my wallet and those things in the center console, because I didn't really have, you know, enough pockets to carry all that stuff. Well, at least I didn't think I did. I did, but I didn't. So then I go up and I start visiting people in the main building, and it's fun and we're carrying on and everything's great. I mean, I could have sworn when I walked away from the car that I shut all the doors and I locked them. I could have sworn that I did that, but you know, poodle brain, who's knows? And I'm doing my shtick and people are taking pictures, and it was fun. One department I was in, you know, I saw the department head and I said, Happy International Dog Day. And of course she busts out laughing. And apparently they were waiting for me to come or something. I don't know. Or they heard her laughing or something, because they all started popping up out of their cubicles. Some of them I knew, some of them I didn't know. They're coming out. They're smiling and laughing. We're carrying on. I'm doing my shtick. I'm waiting for some people to come down, you know, from some other departments, because I had them call down. And so they're coming down and we're carrying on and doing the thing. And it's so cute, because at one point, I look over at one young lady who I don't know. I don't know this young lady. And I look over her, and she has been laughing so hard, she's wiping tears from her eyes. I mean, she just was having so much fun. And that's, you know, that's like very rewarding. Because I had this idea, I wasn't sure. I mentioned that last week. Wasn't sure. But you think, no, I think this is funny. Pretty sure this is funny. Take a risk. My heart's in the right place. Take a risk, you know. So that's fun. So from there, I sneak upstairs to see some other people, and I come around the corner, and the first person I see whom I know, I come around the corner, and she looks up at me, and she lets out this little shriek because she doesn't know what she's looking at first, and then she starts laughing. You know, and she laughs, and she laughs, and she hurries off to find her boss. And so then her boss comes around the corner with another of the managers there. They come around the corner. They see me. They start laughing. We're going on doing the shtick, doing all this thing. And then this second boss says, so who are you visiting today? And I said, well, I'm just going to sneak downstairs and see this other department. Then I was going to sneak up the other side and see them. And she said, well, will you come to my department? And I said, she said, no one up here will mind, really. She said, you could just come down the hallway. Like, oh, I said, okay. I'll come with you. Okay. So we parade down the hallway. Didn't see that many people. It's fine. We got to her. I'm not sure that everybody in her department was as thrilled with it as she thought they would be, but you know, that's okay. So, cause they don't know me that well. You have to have the connection. You have to know the person. But from there, then it was just a skip over to the other department I was going to visit. They were hooping and hollering, taking pictures. One lady took a picture. And she said, can I get a picture of you? She said, because my daughter says nothing exciting ever happens up there. So, sure. So I take a picture with the department manager, and we're laughing, we're carrying on. So I go then downstairs. Those people that I was going to visit down there were out for a walk. And so I went over to the office where we can hoop and holler, which is across the way in another building. I go in. I mean, it's all smiles. We're all laughing. In fact, the manager of the other department in the other building happened to be on the phone with her boss at the time. And when I came around the corner and she saw me, she just burst into laughter and bent over laughing right in her boss's ear. I mean, she is laughing and laughing. And so she gets the boss on video phone. And she's like, look, look, look. You know, and I'm talking to him and we're hooping and hollering and carrying on. They made human dog treats for me. So they made some cookies with some little dog bones in it and that sort of stuff. So I got some of those, put them in the refrigerator, and went up to see the programmers. Some of the programmers are like weirded out by this, but that's okay. Some of the other programmers are laughing and carrying on. We're all great. At that point, one of the programmers comes out and he says, security is looking for you. I'm thinking, yep, they probably are. He said, Dan Bull wants you to call. Okay, so I call security, and he said, we found your car with three doors standing open. And he said, you know, if you leave your car doors open around here, I mean, they just come in and they grab whatever they can. Because it's down, my major client is down towards Center City. And so, you know, there are people down there that are just looking for stuff that they can sell, looking for stuff that they can just to get a little extra money for hits and that sort of thing. I'm thinking, oh. So I called up Dan. I said, well, I'll head out there right now. I'll take a look. I'll let you know. I go out to my car. And they had already shut my doors at this point, and I think maybe locked them as well. I'm not sure. Because I said to him, I said, well, there was just some groceries in the back. Not thinking, you know, there's a button that you can push that gets you to the trunk where my computer is, not thinking my wallet is in the center console. And then as I get to the car, I start to realize this stuff and I'm like, oh man, oh man, oh man. But I look in the back and all the groceries are still there and the dog slippers are still there. And I open the car and I get in and I flip the center console open and my wallet's still there. And I open the trunk and my computer's there. And I'm scanning across all this stuff. And I'm looking and I'm going, there is nothing missing. There is nothing missing. I'm thinking, how is this possible? There is nothing missing. I'm trying to think back, and maybe, when I moved all that stuff from the front into the trunk, maybe I left the doors open. That really, really, really would not be like me. But, you know, maybe I had poodle brain and I was flustered enough that because I was running behind. Maybe. But that means my car was sitting out there with doors open until security found it, which, you know, would have been, who knows, 5-15 minutes, something. So either my car sat there with no doors open and no one saw it and no one wandered over, or I shut the doors but didn't lock them and someone came and opened up three doors and looked in my car and didn't take anything. And neither of those things seem quite right. But that happened. So, there you go. I mean, I was grateful. I certainly did not want to have to replace credit cards and replace a computer and yada, 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 yada. But anyways, so then I headed over to the senior Cox Health facility because they took care of my dad. So on big days, I swing by and I thank them and, you know, we do the thing. You know, rock is laughter. They're fun because they're loud and they're fun. And there's one particular lady in there that just has to, she wants to know what the textures is of everything. So she's feeling the pom-pom poodles and she's feeling my tail, you know, because I had a tail. She's feeling that and feeling the leather, you know, and we're talking and gabbing and carrying on and they're laughing and we're just having a great time, you know. And then I swung around into the payment office at that hospital as well because I'd been in there a couple of times, made some friends in there, and I swing around, and the young lady there sees me, and she, same thing. She busts out laughing. I love this. Thanks. You know, so we do all that kind of thing. So then I headed south because I had a friend who waitresses on Thursday. I know that for sure because I see her every second and third and fourth Thursday at Cracker Barrel. And I told her it was going to be International Dog Day, and she said, oh, she said, I'm not going to be here. I said, yeah. She said, well, she raises huskies, so she's a big dog person. I am going to be in town. She said, I'm going to be in town. I'm going to be at the field house, and you could come see me at the field house. And I'm like, okay. It turns out the field house was on the other side of town. It's like, oh, okay. Plus, at the same time, I had gone for a dental cleaning the week before, and my dental hygienist was like, oh, I'd really like to see you. Could you come by? I don't get in until 1:15. And, you know, so I thought, fine, I'll head south. I did stop off and see a young lady who's a friend, married to a son of my best friend. And so I dropped by to see her and she told me later, thank you so much for coming by. She said, I really needed this today, you know, because they're laughing, carrying on. And it's interesting because she brought a couple of her friends and her friends were like, they were smiling, but they just didn't quite know because they don't know me. See, it's built on relationship. It's built on relationship. Then I head out to the field house. Turns out the waitress friend, she wasn't at the field house, wasn't going to be there till 4:30. I was like, she said, somebody will have a picture. I'll see a picture. I said, okay, that's great. So headed out to the dental hygienist, saw, you know, the dental hygienist, blah, 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 everything great, great, great. Come back across town. There was one person at my major client that, I hadn't seen yet. So I texted her. Said, hey, I'll meet you on the first floor of the warehouse building. Well, that's where I usually meet her because I don't want to parade through the main building. But I'm going to have to rethink that because that's where all the kind of the plumbers and the yard guy or the shop guys are and the print shop guys are. And, you know, this is not necessarily amusing for them. And so I saw her and a friend and we carried on, hooped, hollered and all that kind of stuff. And as I turned and I was walking out, one of these guys was standing kind of in the middle of the aisle there. And so I walked up to him and I smiled and I said, "Happy International Dog Day, sir." And his response was, "Do you volunteer for this?" And I said, "You know," I said, "here's the thing. This makes women smile. It makes them laugh. Women really enjoy this." And he said, "Yeah, well, it makes men cringe." And I smiled and I looked at him. And I said, "Yeah, but you'll get over it." Walked out because I really didn't have time to get into a big, long, extended discussion about, are you really asking me to prefer your disgust over their joy and what is driven by a fruit of the spirit and what is driven by flesh and blah. I didn't have time for any of that. So, you know, I just kind of brushed it off and go on. In the future, though, I will not go down into the first floor. You know, I'll head up into the DC building farther where there's less people and we'll be fine. You know, because that probably wasn't a good choice on my part. Anyways, so I saw her, ran out, you know, dropped by, had another stop or two, and then went home. So I got home about 3 o'clock in the afternoon after I had left, you know, about 6:45 in the morning. But it was fun, you know, changed back into regular clothes, got the things done I needed to get done on Friday. And then Saturday... got up, had another breakfast with a friend at another restaurant because I had some other friends who were coming in and she really likes it when she sees the costume. So I try, if I can, to arrange to go by there. So I went by there, had a really good breakfast with my friend. Really good. Talked about some deep things. Felt like I was able to be a help there. And when we come in, the waitress bustles up to me and she is all smiles and she's convinced that this is something that I really enjoy wearing and I must have this in my closet and put it on frequently. I was like, "Nope, no, it's just International Dog Day," you know, so she's not sure, but anyway, she's laughing. The other friends come in, you know, she's my friend, the wife, she is laughing and shaking her head. She's got to get a picture to send to her son. As she's taking a picture, another waitress bustles over and she says, "Can I have a picture too? I didn't want to bother you, but I'd really like a picture." "Sure, sure." So we take a picture together and you know, we get in, on the way out then, as I'm moving out, we're getting ready to leave. And I realize this waitress is right behind me. And I look down and I smile and I say, "Happy International Dog Day." And she smiles and she says something about, "Like your outfit." And I said, "Thanks." I said, and then I kind of grinned and looked down and I said, "You know, we really do need some pants on these poodles." And she looked at me and nodded and she said, "We really do." So that was fun. So my friend and I, we go out and we're talking still by his car because we're not finished. But the way the restaurant was starting to fill up and we released our table. And so we're talking. I hear male footsteps coming up behind me. And so I turned to see the guy, nodded to him. I said, "Happy International Dog Day, sir." "Oh, is that what it is?" I said, "How are you today?" "And well, I'm doing better than you," he says, and he walks by. Because apparently he thought this was punishment because he has no concept of how many smiles and how much laughter I have heard both on Friday and now on Saturday. How much laughter and joy. And my buddy told me later, he said, it's interesting. After that guy makes that comment, or about the same time, he said, "I see this blue car coming down the street behind you." And he said, a lady is driving this car. And he said, as she comes by, she kind of looks at you and then she does a double take. And he said, and then she puts her head back and starts to laugh. And see, that's the response. Starts to laugh. So I went from there, went by and saw some other friends. They laughed, you know, blah, blah, blah. So I go by then Cracker Barrel because I know Kathy, who was the supervisor that hadn't seen me. I go by because I know she's working on Saturday. So I go by there. And they say, hey, it's Kathy here. And they run back and they get Kathy and she comes out. She's smiling, shaking her head. She said, well, they didn't take a picture for me. I said, I know, but it's not the same. She said, yeah. She said, I'd like to see you. She said, because in the picture, this all looks white, but it's pink. I said, yeah, it's very pink. And we're cutting up and gabbing and going through that whole thing. And she thanks me for coming by and lots of smiles from the other people who are working there at Cracker Barrel. So I come out of Cracker Barrel, I turn, I start heading away from Cracker Barrel for my car. And I hear this, Phil, in the distance. And I kind of stop and I spun around and I look and I see this family coming towards me. And so I turn because they're looking right at me. So I know that's who hollered. Start walking to me. And it's the waitress that normally waits on us on every third and fourth Thursday. And I start getting closer. I go, hey, and I holler. And I said, I thought you were working on Saturday. She said, no. She said, we just dropped by because she said, I need to change my schedule. And she's with her husband and she's with her children. This gives me a chance to meet them. We take a picture together. We talk a little bit. The young man has just given his heart to the Lord and he's starting to attend church. And, you know, and we have this lovely little conversation just right away. As I was walking away, I was thinking, okay, when did she actually pick up that that might be me? Because I think I came out of the door. There's a possibility she got a quick profile shot of me coming out of the door. But their car was probably parked a little bit away. That's a long shot. If she didn't pick me up there, I would have turned away from her and would have been walking away from her. You know, but I suppose she doesn't know that many people who dress up in weird costumes. And I suppose she looked and remembered it was International Dog Day and she thought, oh, yeah, that's got to be Phil. But, you know, I head home. So all day Friday, after I get the jump on Friday, all day Saturday, you know, I'm starting the car. The car is starting up. I go home. Car starts every time. I get home. The plan is to take the car in first thing Sunday morning before church, drop it off, have them put a new tire on, you know, and have them check the battery, see what's going on there. So I go to start the car Saturday morning and it is flat dead. It's dead, dead. Now, mind you, the car had sat in the garage Friday night, Saturday morning, just like it sat in the garage from Saturday to Sunday morning. Now, it sat longer in the garage from Saturday to Sunday because I was home mid-morning. So maybe that's what we account for it. Car's dead. So I have to put the car in gear. I have to push the car out of the garage. I'm not in a poodle costume now, so that's fine. Hop in the car, stop it. I have to just pull my wife's car around to get a jump, get the car jumped, got to get it in Walmart. As it turns out, I've cracked the rim. I hit the tire so hard, I cracked the rim. Can't put a tire on, but they do have to put a new battery in because the lady told me, the lady mechanic, which I didn't realize that, you know, when you hit something that hard, it can bounce the battery if it's not really well secured and it can short out the battery. So apparently that's what happened. But the battery kept working all day Friday and all day Saturday that I needed it. So there's that as well. So I got a new battery put in. Car is starting good again. I came home. I ordered a new rim. eBay's a wonderful thing. Ordered a new rim. I have the rim in tomorrow morning. I go by. They put the tire on. Hopefully the rim is the right size. It appears to be the right size. I did order it for a 1998 Lincoln Continental, so I think that's all fine. But, you know, in the midst of all this, in the midst of all the laughter, in the midst of all the joy, in the midst of all the looks, in the midst of all the slight disgust, in the midst of all that, there are these little things that happened. First of all, I was stupid, and it wasn't worse. Because it could have been worse. Could have hit somebody. Could have hit another car. Could have been worse. And it wasn't. And I thank Jesus for the fact that it wasn't worse. I don't recall leaving the doors open on my car. I don't recall leaving it unlocked. I don't know the exact set of circumstances there. But there was no question that there was a high probability that someone was going to rifle through the car. First place you look is center console. My wallet would have been gone. Easy button pushed to open the trunk. Trunk comes open. My computer's gone. None of that stuff happened. I thank my God for his kindness in my life. I felt like I should ask if Kathy was going to be there the next day. I asked if Kathy was going to be the next day. She was. I had some running around to do. It put me there at a specific time. And I just happened to be there at the same time that a young lady who wanted to see the outfit was coming in to Cracker Barrel. And I got a chance not only for her to see the outfit and to gab and talk and have her laugh, but to meet her husband and meet her kids. Synergies. Synergies. Car starts every time. Until Sunday morning, which is fine. I jump it. Get it in. God's good. God's kind. You can say it's all coincidences. But I have enough of this stuff in my life that it doesn't feel like coincidence. And it feels like someone's watching out for me. And even if it is coincidence, that assurance that someone's watching out for me adds a dimension to my life that makes life marvelous. And that makes it worth it. This is Phil Ferrand, and I have made it home.